Here is the commentary for the future value exercises that are optional, folks. Again, we talked about this in the lecture. These are optional. You don't have to turn them in. We're doing them now to show you what can be done over the long term with exponential growth, with a future value of compounded at certain rate of return. And later on, we're going to use these tables in reverse. We're going to go the other way. Wait till we get there. So, pull up the future value exercise. Don't look at the answer key yet. Oh, maybe you did. I don't know. Whatever. are you the kind of person who always goes to the back of the book and reads the last page of a novel? I am. Anyway, so, let's take a look at the first one. Your grand aunt is a bell ringing. Isabel ringing. Recently passed away and left you her favorite grandniece, grandnephew, $10,000. She always told you how important it was to save money for a rainy day. Resisting the urge to blow the entire amount on durable and non-durable consumer items, you put the money into an investment that earns 10% over 10 years. How much will you have at the end of 10 years? Is this enough for a car or a down payment on a house? So let's see, how do we calculate this? Well, there's a few different ways you can do it. You could create a spreadsheet, 10%, $10,000, and do it for 10 years, and it's actually pretty quick to do it that way. You can use the formula at the top left corner if you have a calculator that has exponential y to the x. But you don't need one for this class, folks, I'm telling you. Because what we normally do in class, in the face-to-face class, is we don't pull out spreadsheets. We don't have laptops and pull out spreadsheets. It would be nice. We've talked about that for years because my son's high school had those. They had a lab, mobile lab with laptops that the students could use, and we've wanted to have one, but forget it. It ain't going to happen in Southwestern. The easy thing to do is to grab a hold of the future value table. That's also in the Chapter 1 list of handouts, and you could print that out or just have it on the screen, because what we're going to do is we're going to use that future value table to compute this sum. This is a lump sum investment, meaning we're putting $10,000 away 1 year, that's it, boom, no more. So we put it away and let it grow at 10%. So how do we do this? Well, first thing we do is we figure out we need the top table. See, the top table is lump sum principal, single deposit, if you will, a single investment. And we go across to 10% and down to 10 years. Of course, you could also go down 10 years and across to 10%, you know, whatever rings your chimes, so to speak. And you see a number, 2.594. You see that number? Go across 10%, down 10 years, and you see 2.594. That's called the future value multiplier. So, you take that 2.594 future value multiplier and you multiply it times the $10,000 single investment. And at the end of 10 years, if you get 10%, that $10,000 will become $25,940. That's pretty easy, isn't it? You could do it with the... if you have a calculator with exponent, you would take 1 plus the rate, 1 plus 10%, or 1 plus 0.1, right, so 1.1, to the 10th power, and multiply that times the principal, and you'll get a number that's very similar to this. It won't be exactly the same, because your precision will be a whole lot better than the precision on the table, but it'll be pretty darn close, you know, within a few dollars. Now, that was a single investment. Do most of us in the workaday world, most of us working grunts, have $10,000 or $50,000 to plunk down for an investment? No, we don't. We are going to be putting money away every month, or maybe every year, but usually every month. And so the next three will deal with that, because that's what's more realistic for most of us. I mean, eventually, someday you might get a bit of an inheritance someday, but don't bank on it, folks. I tell my son he gets an education at college, he gets the house when we kick off, but after that, we're spending everything. Okay. Bend over is third. Bend over number two. Bend over is 30 years old. Still young, right? This year he plans to start putting $5,000 per year. How much is that per month? It's a little over $400 a month. Could you do that? Could you put away $400 a month? Into a Roth IRA. What's a Roth IRA? Well, it's a retirement account, and at the end of the semester, we might spend a few minutes discussing it, but we talk more about it in the Business 121 Financial Planning and Money Management class. And he will continue to do this until age 60, a total of 30 years. Okay, so what is that? $5,000 for 30 years. He's going to invest $150,000. Well, that's not bad. At 10%, how much will he have? Well, this is a stream of investments, a series of deposits, a stream of payments, sometimes called an annuity, but let's not use that term because it gets confused with the life insurance product of the same name. So $5,000 per year, $400 a month, 10%, 30 years. Well, we don't use the top table, we use the bottom table. You see the bottom table? It says future value of a series of deposits of a dollar at compound rate of return. Stream of investment, series of deposits means the same thing. So we go across 10% down to 30 years, and we see the number 164494. Do you see that number? This isn't hard. Multiply the $5,000 per year times 164494, and oh my goodness, after 30 years, that's over $800,000. $150,000 turns into $800,000. That's the power of time. Look at those formulas. Well, the formula that we just did is the one on the right-hand side at the top. It's the annual deposit times 1 plus the rate to the time power minus 1 over the rate. So you see what's going on, folks? Do you understand the power of exponents? Time is the exponent. So the more time you have, the easier it is for you to build a large sum to live off of. Because now he's 60, he could now pull $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month. $4,000 is a little much, but he could do it out of his $800,000 for the rest of his life. You see, he put $400 a month in, he's going to take $3,000 a month out. Not bad. Not bad. And that's not even touching the principal. Now, number three, I lean forward. Ben's is 20 years old. That's Ben's cousin. She puts $5,000 into a Roth IRA until age 30, same as Ben, but only 10 years, and then stops making contributions. With the same 10% annual rate, how much will Eileen have at age 60? So wait a minute. Here's a hint. You'll need both future value tables. See, it's two problems. She's putting $5,000 per year for 10 years until she's age 30, and then she sits on it. She stops contributing. She maybe leaves the workforce and has a child or goes to Tibet and studies meditation for 30 years. Whatever. Since Ben is saving $5,000 for 30 years, while Eileen is only saving $5,000 for 10 years, Ben is sure he'll have much more money than Eileen. Is he right? Well, first of all, how much did she invest? $5,000 per year, 10 years, $50,000. She's only investing one-third of what Ben has. But what does she have that Ben doesn't have? She has an extra 10 years. She's starting earlier. So, there's two problems. The first problem is age 20 to age 30, 10 years, series of deposits. And then, at age 30, she stops and it becomes a lump sum principal. So let's do the first problem. 10 years at 10%, series of deposits. If you go on the bottom table, you'll find that if you go across 10% down to 10 years, that's 15.937. So $5,000 times 15.937 is almost 80 grand, 79,685. That's pretty darn good, right? After 10 years, What could she do with that? Well, that's a great down payment on a house, that's for sure, folks. Or she'd go around the world twice if she wanted to. But instead, she sits on it. She says, I don't want to contribute anymore, but I don't want to touch this. This is for retirement. I'm going to leave it sit. So now it becomes a lump sum principal problem. Lump sum principal. Thank you very much. She now sits on it for 30 years, earning the same 10%. So she goes across to 10% down 30 years in the top table. The lump sum, the single investment. And 30 years, 10%, 17.449. Her $79,850, almost $80,000, becomes what? Does your calculator have enough digits? $1,390,423.50. She will have more at age 60 than Ben. How did this happen? Because Eileen had more time. Time. It's not timing. You hear people say it's not timing, it's time. You don't want to time the market, you want to be in the market. You want to be in the market for a long period of time. Okay, last one. Kneel down. Yeah, bend over and lean forward and kneel down. That's their friend. And he's 18 years old. He's 18 years old and he's already a $4. $5. Starbucks addict. He goes there at least once a day, sometimes twice. And how much is it to go to $4 or $5? It's $5. Ben and Eileen are trying to get him to give up his habit and place the money into a Roth IRA. If he puts $2 a day, $60 a month. If he puts $5 a day, could you do $5 a day, $150 a month? Let's do $5 a day, $150 a month. $150 a month is $18 per year, and do that for 50 years. Getting the same 10%. Well, that's the bottom table. Go across 10% all the way down to the very last number, 50 years, and you find that that number is 1163.909. The $1,800 per year that he invested times 50 is $90,000. That's how much he invested. But if you take the $1,800 times the future value multiplier of 1163.909, you have over $2 million. $90,000 becomes $2 million? Yes, it does, with the power of compound interest and time. Now, I know some of you have some questions, right? You're probably thinking, okay, well, what's $2 million going to be worth in 50 years? Well, it's true. Inflation is going to erode the value of $2 million. Well, let me ask you a question. Would you rather have the $2 million in 50 years or not have the $2 million in 50 years? Also, you're probably asking, well, I can't get 10%. Geez. Oh, look what's happened to the market. Look at the banks are paying 1%, if that, sometimes a little bit more. Where am I going to get 10%? Let me tell you something, folks. I'm going to show you some investments that have been returning 10% for decades, longer than 50 years. So it can be done. It can be done. In fact, some have done 12% over 50 years. Pretty hard to do, but it can be done. So, is this giving you some hope here, especially if you're young? Now, I know the folks who are my age, the baby boomers, are going, why didn't you tell me this 25 years ago, 20 years ago? Well, my apologies. I'm doing the best I can. But it's never too late to start. It's never too late. You know, half a sandwich is better than no sandwich. So get started. But wait till you learn about all the different choices first, okay? The deal? All right. Again, this is not due. You don't have to turn it in. We're doing this now as a way to see what's available, what's possible, and we're going to do it in reverse later on. See ya.